Podcast Help Desk number 75 for January 17th, 2016.
The Podcast Help Desk is where we go deep into the technology of podcasting, help you with the problems you may run into, and when we have a chance, review new gadgets, services, and solutions for podcasters. To keep your podcast running smoothly, it takes some tech. That's what Podcast Help Desk is here for, to smooth out the geek speak and put it in, more or less, plain English. The main audience for this podcast is those who have podcasts and want to tweak the tech to get better sound, a better website, a more reliable feed, or a more streamlined workflow. Also, for podcasting beginners that don't want to make all the mistakes themselves. Here's your host, Mike Dell.
Good morning, good evening, good afternoon. This is Mike, and this is Podcast Help Desk. This is the beginner series number 4, episode 75. Today we're going to post the first episode on your new WordPress site and get you into iTunes, or at least get the ball rolling. So the first method I'm going to suggest is that you go over to blueberry.com, sign up for a free account over at blueberry.com. And once you sign up for that, they're going to send you a confirmation email. You got to go get that email and click on the confirm. And then you log into Blueberry. Now, don't click on Podcaster Dashboard. Go back and just click on blueberry.com in that window. And when you get there, it will say podcast hosting, podcast statistics, and PowerPress. So if you're going to do what I'm suggesting, and I'll show you guys how to post one without using Blueberry hosting, but we're going to use Blueberry hosting because that's what I suggest. And you click order now, and that'll bring up the checkout box, and it asks for program information. So type in the title of the show, the web-friendly title. Now, a lot of people make a lot of big deal about that, but really it's just a unique identifier within the Blueberry system. So, you know, make something that relates to your show. Cannot have any spaces, dashes, dots, otherwise just underscore characters and numbers and letters. So make that up and make sure it's something you want to live with because it can't be changed later without a lot of hassle. So, you know, don't overthink it, but put something in there. Like in my case for Podcast Help Desk, it's just PhD. And that will show up like in the download link. It'll show up, when you're on blueberry.com, you know, that's about the only place that ever shows up. So it's not overly important. It's not for SEO or anything like that. It's just a unique identifier for blueberry.com. And then you put in your payment information. You can do the card number and all that stuff. You guys know how to do that. And select the hosting plan you want to get on. Now, a little bit of explanation about this. Sometimes it's hard to explain. Sometimes it's not. But this is the amount of uploading you're going to do. So in my case, if I'm recording my podcast as an MP3, chances are it's going to be at 128 kilobits. Per second at 44.1 kilohertz. All that stuff's not super important, but it has, you know, it's all about the size of the file. So when you recorded your episode, the first episode, you know, how big is that file? Okay, so say it's 25 megabytes and you're going to do it once a week. So that would fit the 100 megabyte plan. Now with Blueberry, you get 125 megabytes because we do allow a little bit of overage. So the $12 a month plan would work. If you're doing bigger files than that, pick whatever it is for how much you're going to upload in a 1 month period. You know, it's a calendar month. So every first of every month, it sets back to zero. Now all your old stuff still stays on. But that's just, we charge for the monthly upload. So pick your plan, and then, very important, put your promo code down there, under promotional code, that's down under the credit card logos. Put help desk. That'll give you a free month at whatever. Hit order now. and you go through all the confirmation of that. But then you're all set up with Blueberry Hosting, except you need to go back into PowerPress in the settings. And in the services and stats tab, you would click the big blue bar that says, click here to configure Blueberry statistics and hosting services. So you click on that, a box pops up, you put in your Blueberry login email and your Blueberry password, and you hit save. Now it should come up, and you know, once you've gone through that process, it should have a little green checkbox next to Blueberry statistics and media hosting enabled. So once you're done there, you would go to posts and add new. So you add new post, you type your title of your post, and that's going to be the title of the episode that shows up in iTunes and other aggregators. And it's also going to be what iTunes can search on. So you want to make sure that that's, you know, something you want there. That's going to be the title of the episode. So type that in there and type in your show notes. Now, show notes can be elaborate or they can be simple, but put something in there in the main body of the post. You know, blogging and podcasting are really the same thing. Just podcasting adds media to a blog post. And then you go down to where categories are. And in my case, I'm going to click show because this is going to be an episode. And then you'll come on to, and it depends on what all you have installed in here, but towards the bottom of the post editor, you're going to see podcast episode and in parentheses default. And that's what we want to do. And you will see a media URL box. It's the top box. You would click on the little yellow folder with a blueberry in it next to where it says verify. And then you would click upload media file. So you click on that and you select your file that you're going to upload and you go through the uploading process. Let it finish. It might take a little bit depending on how big your file is and how big your or how good your internet connection is. And then once it's done, you hit verify URL. It should come up green. And if it comes up green, you're all set. It should also tell you the file size and duration there. If it doesn't, that's not a big deal, but you know it should. And make sure you got your post the way you want it and all that stuff. And then hit publish. So then you have now published your first episode on your WordPress blog. So you go back to your blog and look at it and make sure that the post looks the way you want it to look and the player shows up and all that. Now, if the player doesn't show up, it depends on what theme you put on. You know, this is all advanced stuff, but make sure that the player shows up. If it doesn't show up, you go to the PowerPress settings. And in the media appearance tab, scroll down about, towards the bottom of that. And it says having issues, ? And there's five different things you can put. If this player is showing up, you don't even need to be here. Then you can put no, everything's working. If it isn't showing up, hit yes, please try to fix. And then go down and save your changes. Go back and look at your site. Refresh the cache in your browser or go to a different browser, whatever, and make sure that shows up. Once that's all showing up, then we got to go check the feed itself. Verify your feed. Now, what I do is I take my feed address. You go to the feeds tab of blueberry.com or of PowerPress, and you copy that podcast feed. That's yourdomain.com/feed/podcast. You copy that whole thing, including the HTTP, and you go to a website called Podbase. I'm going to type it out. PODBA.SE. And you go to that site and you paste your feed address in there. And then you hit, paste that in there. HTTP/podcast help feed.com/podcast. Sorry, I can't type and talk at the same time, apparently. Anyway, then you hit validate or hit the blue button, whatever it says. And you're going to see under basics, it says is something there. It should be a green check mark. It might be a yellow saying that it took a little longer than a second. They're real picky about that. But as long as it doesn't say 20 seconds or 10 seconds, you're okay. It's, you know, 3, 4, 5 seconds. It's probably okay. Is it XML? It should be because you followed my instructions and you made it all work. Is it an RSS feed? And that should be a green check. Sharing an SEO, but does it feel good? It says. Does this feed have a good URL? Yes, nice URL, it says. It should for yours as well. And then under iTunes, it has cover art. It'll tell you if your cover art is too big, whether it's square or not, you know, all that good stuff. If you get a yellow caution thing on there, but it still says it's square, you're still good to go. Byte range support. If you're using Blueberry hosting, and you're using a typical web host, you're fine. It should be a green check. Is there a valid iTunes category? Yes, you set that. Is there an iTunes summary? Yes, you set that. And does it have everything it needs to be searched properly? And yeah, it all looks good. And that's the thing. You just want to make sure it works right. The next thing I would do is I would go subscribe to it in iTunes. You know, go to iTunes, the desktop software, or on your phone, the podcast app on iOS or whatever other podcast app, and subscribe to your podcast and make sure it comes through. It should. If you subscribe in iTunes, that'll ensure that iTunes itself will like you when you submit it to the store. So that's what we're going to do next. We're going to submit it to the iTunes store. And the way you do that is you open up your iTunes software, which you should already because you just subscribe to it. But you open up your iTunes software. And this is really the only way I know of to do this. So if you're running a Linux machine and you don't have iTunes software, you're going to have to go to the library or something or borrow somebody's computer to do this. Or you can email me and I'll submit it for you. But basically, you go to iTunes, the application on your computer, and I'm waiting for mine to open up here, and then you go to the iTunes store on the computer, on the software, and this is taking a long time today for some reason, so I'm doing this in real time. Then you go to the podcasts section, and once you get to the podcast section, it's going to show, you know, all the top podcasts, new and noteworthy and all that good stuff. But on the sidebar, at least in the Mac software that I'm using right now, you'll see a link that says submit a podcast. So you would take that, click that, and it'll come up and says submit a podcast to the iTunes directory. And it has a space there for the podcast feed URL. You would take that URL that is in the podcast or in the feeds tab of PowerPress, and you paste that in there, including the HTTP, the whole thing, and then you hit continue. You hit continue, it'll come up and it'll check your feed, and it should give you a little preview of what it's going to look like in the store. If everything looks right, hit submit, and that's all. You should get an email fairly quickly that says that your podcast is under review. Now, let's go back. If you're not going to use Blueberry hosting, say you've got an account at Libsyn or whatever, wherever you've got your stuff, make sure you upload your podcast episode to a place that is accessible and get a link to it. You would make your post just like you did before, except for you would paste that URL in the podcast episode box, media URL. Otherwise, everything else is the same. It's just a lot easier with Blueberry because you can just upload it right from your WordPress blog. But if you're not going to use Blueberry hosting, just get a link to your media, wherever you've uploaded it, put it in that podcast episode box and hit verify and make sure it comes up green. And if it comes up green, go through all the other checks, make sure that it's good at Podbase, podba.se. And I'll have links to that in the show notes for this episode, number 75. And that concludes the beginner series for the most part. Just a little quickie. I guess it's only 4 episodes, but this will get you going. And next week we're going to talk about, you know, some more advanced tweaks in PowerPress, you know, some other things you might want to do for your podcast, such as a subscribe page. If you want to use the subscribe sidebar widget that comes with PowerPress. And I'm sure I missed a few things. I probably missed a lot of things, but these little 4S episodes should at least get you going the right way. And I do appreciate it, those of you that did. I do appreciate you using my promo code over at blueberry.com. And we'll do our darndest to support you best we can over there at Blueberry, since that's what I do over there. And like I said, thank you very much for using that. If you guys got any questions, please, 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 please send them in. Send them in audio, send them in video, send them in text and an email. podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or click the voicemail link on the post in the show notes. And I'm going to make all these episodes, these beginner series ones, because I'm going to add to them as we go. So there'll be more in there. I'm going to have a category. And it's not going to be a category podcast feed. It's just going to be a category on the website. So there'll be a link there to the beginner series right there on the website. And as I get episodes that pertain to a beginner podcasters, I'm going to throw that in that category as well as the show category. So, but like I said, I'm not using podcast categories. I'm using WordPress categories. It's podcast categories. There are uses for them, and we've talked about them in the past, and we will talk about them in the future. But I want you to know this is not what we're doing here. So with that, I will catch you next week. Thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Podcast Help Desk. If you would like Mike to answer your question on the show, email podcasthelpdesk@gmail.com, or better yet, record a voice message at podcasthelpdesk.com. See you next time.